Give us some of the particulars. What does it require of fire department employees?
Well, it's pretty detailed policy, but the bottom line is that we're trying to keep our firefighters from crossing the line and publishing or saying things in social media or other media or in the public that'll end up getting themselves in trouble. You know, there's been a few kind of high-profile cases in fire departments across the country where firefighters, unfortunately, have said some things that have gotten them in trouble. And what we're trying to do here is outline the playing field for them, so to speak, so that they don't get themselves in trouble.
What kind of penalties do they face if they put something up that's simply contrary to the policy?
Well, it varies depending on how often they've done it and their disciplinary history. We've got a disciplinary system that, you know, gives people due process, and there's an investigation in the hearing, and depending on what's happened previously, it could be as low as, don't do that anymore, up to, you know, some time off the payroll, depending on, again, a lot of factors. But it's not a terminating offense, first offense. It's not that type of policy.
It calls for using good judgment and showing courtesy. Does it name anything in particular that's simply not appropriate? Because there were some questions raised about whether there were political implications in this.
Right. No, we expect firefighters to engage in the political process. We expect that they will speak out with their opinions in the political realm. That's not what we're trying to control here. It's going beyond that, where they say things that are, always been problems. If a public employee, for example, threatens a customer or a citizen, threatening not to respond unless they get a discount at a restaurant or something like that. That's one of the cases that's been recently in the news. So that's the kind of behavior we're trying to keep people away from. It's not going to their local community association meeting and speaking out about a matter of public interest. That's certainly within their rights.
One of the provisions restricts sharing information from fire scenes, I understood. And I know we've gone online and we've gotten some information from fires for the media occasionally, and I've even seen photos. Is that going to be allowed from here on in?
Well, if they're working, we want them fighting the fire or dealing with the emergency and not acting in the role as reporters. That's really what we're after there, as well as making sure that whatever information is sent out from our folks is accurate. And we've had several occurrences over the past year of firefighters, both on duty and off, sending information from scenes of a crime or from scenes of another type of emergency that's just not accurate. And that's a problem. The other thing about photographs and voice recordings and things that are text messages, emails that employees send while they're at work becomes public information. And organizations like your radio station can ask for that under the Public Information Act.